You guys are here with Sexy Time Talk.
Time?
We got Charlene.
Is it time for Sexy Time?
Is it?
It's sexy time, and I don't have any wet wipes. There's no wet ones. We had a bunch of lot of sweaty men in the studio after piñata hour, and I like to sanitize my equipment first. No offense, Lee. But, you know, stinky, sweaty men. Anyways, this is Immaculate C. This is Sexy Time Talk on Skid Row Studios.
Hey, I'm here.
You're here?
Yeah.
Okay. Miss T is here after a break.
A hiatus. Oh, give us a call, though. Hey, 1-800-843-9562.
No, check it out. 1-800-893-9562.
Yeah, but that's behind me.
Give us a call if you have a question about your love life and you want to hear great advice. And if you have a bump and you don't know what to call it, whether it's Bob, Joe, whatever, and you don't know what to do with that bump, give us a call. We're going to talk about love. We have Simon from Cardoza in the house. What up? And he's going to sing a couple songs. Do you hear yourself, Simon? Well, they're doing technical stuff right now. I kind of do. We can't hear him.
They can't hear me. Because my mic's not. Oh, there it is.
There he is.
There we go.
So we got Simon from Cardoza, also known as Simon Cardoza.
That happens to be my name, yes.
And can we
welcome.
Say, I plugged you as, you know, being an ex-paparazzi type of person.
Well, I used to work for TMZ, I did.
He worked for TMZ. We got paparazzi in the house. We made it, Skid Row Studios.
You got some paparazzi, ex-paparazzi in the house.
We got ex-paparazzi. we made it big having the big guest here.
I'll tell you this. I don't know anything about Lindsay Lohan's chlamydia, okay?
What?
He has
or her herpes.
I don't either.
I don't know. I just, you know, I'm just associating
the two
things.
There's a little thing above
like
her lip, but I think it's a mole.
Ooh. I think it's a mole.
Yeah. I know the guy who does makeup. Remember David?
Yeah.
He does her makeup.
I have an old classmate. Yep.
Yeah. Oh. Great. Yeah. Here we're doing a low show and this guy's doing makeup for Courtney Love and Lindsay Lohan.
Hers,
he does all the druggy, fabulous druggies. Anyways, so tell me, where were you doing last week?
Where was I doing?
Yeah. What was you doing last week?
I went to a concert. I went to Tears for Fears. I love them.
Yeah,
I got to see them after forever, and they sound actually pretty good, pretty damn good.
Everyone wants to rule the world.
Everyone wants to rule the world. Oh, love it. Pale Shelter. They're really, really good. So I was so happy to see them. So I had to miss this place and go see them.
And then
but
what
I heard
else?
Your show. I sure your show was good.
You listened?
Huh? I listened. Oh, not thank there you. After.
Oh, on. Oh yeah, we're on iTunes.
Yeah.
So that's really awesome if you're listening
listen
to
later.
Us on iTunes. Oh. You should listen to last week's show because we had Allison Wolf from Bratmobile. Mm-hmm. And her current band is
cool
called
Moms.
Cool Moms. She's an awesome feminist right girl, and she's very opinionated. And I was just really happy to have her on the show. And and we're trying to get her a show here at Skid Row Studios as well. Anyways, abortion. Oh, yeah.
Abortion? What about abortion?
Wow, we have fans in the house. I'm just tripping out. Yay. abortion. That was the topic of last week, and I don't know. I had this weird nightmare, and I wanted to tell you about it. But
okay.
I want to focus my thoughts. So you talk for a second.
On wait. What do you mean?
Do you have any thoughts today?
On what you were gonna say?
No, just about anything.
I want to hear your little rant on your nightmare.
No, I feel like I need a pen and paper.
You need a pen and paper right here.
Yeah, so I could organize my thoughts.
Right there. I wanted to hear what your thoughts on love. I hear you wanted to talk about love, as opposed to just love.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Mindiana Jones, our techie woman,
mm-hmm.
our tech soundboard lady.
She made a comment.
Yeah, she made a comment.
She made
a comment last week. She goes, you know, Immaculate C, you don't talk much about love because, you know, this show is supposed to be about sexy time mm-hmm. and love and STDs and infections
right.
and whatnot. And, and love, but she just made the comment that I don't really talk too much about love because I'm always talking about like the downsides of love. So I wanted to focus a little bit about love. Why? Because I'm in love. The kind of like, you know, Cupid rainbows and stuff. And then I know you're in love too.
I am.
And then we got some men in the house who probably have some.
everybody's in love.
There are women that are in love, you know. I
guess. Oh, wait, you're not in love.
Yeah, so
it's such a strong word, you know.
You're not in that feeling. Oh, and also,
I think it's hard to get there. Definitely.
Just one more thing we had.
The hardest thing is getting there with somebody else. Like, it's easy to fall in love with somebody, but to get them to fall in love with you back, that's the difficulty.
See, it's hard to say it.
Women have that problem too.
Yeah.
Definitely. I break hearts left and right as well. You know, it happens. It's okay.
I think it's hard. It's easy to fall in love, but it's hard to admit it and then fall fully with that person. I think that's the hardest part, right?
Yeah.
Find someone you can equally trust. That's so hard.
Trust is the big factor.
Yeah. Scary.
But when you're 17, you don't care as long as it's cute.
17's not, I don't know.
Yeah, but you'd be cutting your wrist at 17 because you can't find love.
Looking back, I don't think I
butter knife
was in love.
I spent a lot of time in the fetal position and 17 crying in the corner. Yes.
Rocking yourself.
Yeah,
happy
but you knew how to masturbate, so you knew how you probably were having a fun time 3 minutes
position,
right before
masturbation
that.
Is fantastic.
You had some time right before that. See, there was probably a lot of frustrated women girls in the crying in the fetal position, but they didn't have a happy masturbation time right before. So you gotta, there's always different angles, not just the butt angle.
You masturbate, then cry in the fetal position. I like that.
Okay. So I have finally a pen and paper. And again, this is Immaculate C on Sexy Time Talk on Skid Row Studios. Call us 800-893-9562. We got Ms. T in the house, Mr. Simon Cardoza, and the producers in the house.
Woo-hoo.
Ooh. So hopefully we'll get comments from him too sometime. And Mindy Anna Jones on the soundboard. Okay. Stuff. Now I feel better because I got paper. So we're going to talk a little bit about what happened in this past couple weeks before we talk to current events. Uh-huh. So there's the Love Bite. That's another. Is it bad to talk shit? Is it okay to talk shit?
Talk shit.
Too late.
Okay, because we're on internet.
Drama in the house.
Well, you know, we haven't really met all of the other co-hosts. Uh-huh. And so, you know, it's easy. They could talk about us and we could talk about them as long as we never meet each other, right?
Right. We're on different
days. This is for ratings. Okay, so there's another show on Skid Row Studios. Yeah. And everybody get high in the house, you know, so this could be funnier. there's another show called The Love Bite. Do you know about this show?
No, why don't you tell me about it?
I bet you don't even know about this whole radio station.
I know about the radio station. I looked into it.
Oh, okay. So this is a cool radio station.
Did a little research before
I did a little research.
Okay, so there's this other show that airs on Sunday nights.
Uh-huh.
Airs on Sunday nights called The Love Bite. And, you know, they're in a way competition with us. We're Sexy Time. We talk about love and sex and diseases and infections and medication, abortion, and birth control. So that's kind of our angle.
That's,
and music in L.A. because we love L.A.
That's Sunday from 8 to 9, by the way.
Okay. PST. So The Love Bite, though, on Sunday from 8 to 9, they're more of a kinky angle. The kink angle, meaning butt plugs and whips and chains and submission
fisting.
And domination,
right.
And
BDSM.
What else?
Fisting, like right there on that.
No,
table.
Okay.
This side.
This is what.
Yeah.
Right where the keyboard is right now, actually.
So.
Liquor goes good with fisting.
So yeah, they talk about you know, some. See, I'm kind of on the virginal side, hence Immaculate C. Although,
or
you know,
as what they would refer to as vanilla.
I'm a vanilla.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck. Why? I like
because
being on top.
The
That's
normal.
Like you're
oh,
a civilian.
You mean vaginal and oral.
So you like cowgirl?
Types
then?
Of sexual activity.
It's the normal. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
We're not causing any pain. We're not
anal, oral, vaginal.
Right.
But I go
it kind
of it shouldn't hurt if you have ladies. It should not hurt your cervix if you're having intercourse, and if it's normal intercourse, it shouldn't hurt. So you should make an appointment if it does hurt. Anyways,
even if he's got a big cock,
it could hit.
Well, no, if it's super big,
that's gonna
hurt.
No,
but there's a normal kind of hurting, but there shouldn't be a bad pain if you're having intercourse.
Right,
that could be a sign of cervicitis.
You could hit it here and there, but.
Yeah, there shouldn't be pain. That could be a cause of an STD. Anyways, back to the love bite.
Does no mean yes still? Or does yes
we're going to go into that topic in a little bit with you, okay?
Okay.
But the love bite is a kinky show about butt plugs and whips. and it's all hosted by other women, and that's cool, and I want to be feminist, and yeah, you know, awesome. Where both our shows are going to be on Sirius Radio and XM FM Playboy Channel.
Right, satellite radio. Right.
And cool, yay, women, we got the shows. However, yeah.
Here's your butt.
So Ms. T had informed me that they just had their 100th episode.
Their year anniversary.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell me, fill in the fucking bite. You guys fucking ruined it for me. I thought it was just a little joke that I saw typed up. You guys ruined the shit for me. What happened?
Well, what do you mean we ruined it for you?
Because I just saw something about fisting, something like I got to fist someone on the air, and I thought it was just something stupid.
It was the incontinence pads are in the house tonight, and I was like, I thought it was a joke, so that made me tune in. I'm like, no way. You probably posted that, right?
I did, yeah. Well, but I posted it only because one of the girls said that on the air. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. It looked like one of those doggy pads, that doggies pee on.
Dog fisting? No.
That,
like potty pads.
That's
you know what I mean?
Next week.
Dog fisting's next week.
No.
Awesome.
I was like, shut up. So anyway.
What did they do?
So anyways, because of that posting, I went on, listened, and I'm like, no way, maybe this is fake. So continue, describe.
It was not fake. Everything that was happening on the air that was said was going on was actually going on.
Thought so.
And so Novice Nancy, who's one of the co-hosts, they had a lot of their friends come in. They came in with suitcases filled with lube and whips and chain and a metal rod and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. They had the whole arsenal going. And a woman laid down right at the end of that table, right where Mindy is modeling right now. That's the area.
So she faced the camera.
She's doing
saying?
The hand model motion where the fisting took place. And the girl laid down and started with one finger, two finger, and worked her way up and got a full fist out of it. And she loved it. Loved it. We put the mic down by her face, and she had a powerful orgasm. She loved it.
Powerful orgasm. Wow.
That was her own fist or somebody else's fist?
It was somebody else's fist going into...
was it a woman's fist?
Yes, it was the wrong girl.
Two women.
But was it a little baby fist? Like, was it like a 5 foot tall woman?
I mean...
It wasn't like my fist, was it?
Was she a short woman?
No, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a gigantic fist, but it's a, you know, a woman's fist.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know vaginas can stretch out, but...
What was that?
But they don't fist like this.
You gotta go like this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I saw Chasing Amy, or is that it? Was that the movie Chasing Amy?
Yeah. Wait, Simon has something to say.
I think you should bring in fisting, but guy. Be like, they did it girl on girl. You should do guy,
but Charlene,
guy on girl.
The thing, I know that's not your thing, but these women, this is their lifestyle. This is what
they
do.
It's a whole lifestyle.
Fuck, how do you have time to work? I get tired. They don't do 40 hours,
They all
huh?
work. They all, they, yeah,
they just
they
have
work.
Sex for fun.
No, they work.
Isn't
that
sex
is total, I guess it is a job. You're right. You're right. Shame on
their
me.
Their shit's already loose because
Shame
that's what they do all the time.
They,
you know, that's like ready to be open.
They have jobs doing regular stuff like anybody else.
But it's just, I know I'm just being silly, but it does sound funny when you say this is their life.
It is. It really is. This is, they're very intelligent about all these different things. They take every precaution you could think of. It's not, in strange ways, I've listened to what they said, and in a lot of ways, what they do seems safer than what a lot of people do when they just get drunk and go have sex without condoms.
Exactly, and they
and these girls, they're very careful both emotionally and physically with what they're doing. They're very responsible about it. It's just that, you know, weird shit turns them on.
I like that.
So are you turning to the dark side, meaning the dark hole
side?
No,
I don't need any of that stuff.
You don't need any of that stuff?
I personally just don't need that.
To each their own, but I think it's...
I'm pretty easy when it comes to...
I mean, I get a little, when it, like a little thumb or something goes, like, ooh, in the wrong area, and I just get a little excited because, you know, you only need that like quarter of an inch? It's just like, woo, and it's a little intense. Yeah, a little extra. I'm down. I tried it a little. I never did it before in my life because I'm in love now. It's just like, a little turtle like checking their temperature or something? It's like, woo. Yeah, and my eyes roll for half a second. It's just a little extra kick in that. But I think that's as dark as I'm going. I'll get really kinky sexy, you know, the more you and I, listener, get more trust, then maybe I'll open up and open let my flower doors, bloom, right? And tell you some more stories. After I get my wedding ring, okay, then you guys get to hear some more stuff. You get some more, just in case my lover's listening. So, just kidding, love. anything? Fingers? Anyone?
Any fingers?
Fingers?
What about fingers?
Fingers in the culo hole? That's okay.
I'm down. You
know, if we were talking about Mindy and a slut.
Secretly.
She's an undercover
king. I have a butt thing.
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
Remember, she's
like,
mentioned this before.
Yeah.
She does have a butt thing.
Ooh, tell me about the butt thing.
She's into hairy asses.
I'm into man buds, but I want
to
put
But she wants to put stuff up it.
I want
to
put it
Yeah.
Stuff.
She subscribes to the bend over boyfriend.
Like, when I walk down the street, like, butts always catch my eyes. Like, women's, too. Like, if there's a butt, like, I catch myself staring at it.
You want to smack it, right?
You do have a nice one there.
I have a lot of black boy fans.
Yeah.
But,
you know, being a guy in this conversation, I will say I've been asked a few times by a few different women, be like, come on, let me put something in your ass. I'm like, what? No.
You know why? It's just because for years you see in every woman's magazine to go ahead and stimulate the prostate and cause everything.
Know.
He'll love it.
This is what I always say. I was like, I'll only let you put something in my ass if you let me put something in your ass. And then they're like, all right, let's just get,
I haven't had
put me
met
on top.
One guy who's requested, please stick it up my ass. No.
Yeah, but if you do it, they don't say no, right?
No, I've not met one guy.
I've never been in a situation.
It stuck up his ass.
Okay, but they don't intentionally want it, but then if it happens, then they the same
it
thing.
Ooh. That's what I'm saying. Huh? It's happened for you?
What?
You've stuck something? You've done a finger?
Just a quarter of an inch, maybe?
Into
lovers? Maybe a little too. Huh?
Up a guy's butt.
Yeah, but just a little bit.
It doesn't count, right?
Just a little tickle.
It doesn't count.
Just a little tickle.
Well, the only reason was because I was copying what he did. Right? So then isn't it kind of like, but I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. Is it okay?
I'm
sorry. No, just kidding. You know, all the time I tell jokes. Jokes.
You got jokes.
Jokes.
I've never been in a situation where I've had to say, you know what would make this better? Something in my ass.
I don't believe Cosmo on that one. Sorry.
What? That's stimulating the prostate gland?
They keep saying that. You just stick it up his ass. Da,
da, da. Well, yeah, no, that's like the,
yeah, but
the
don't
guy's
talk
G
about
spot
it.
Is in his ass.
Right.
So, yeah.
Maybe they'd be going to the doctors more often.
But
you
done the survey, and I've heard every guy that's said no way, no, absolutely not. They don't want it. They don't want any prostate action.
That's because they don't want to verbalize it.
You got to bring in some gay guys in here.
So
and let
if
them
we
tell
have any listeners, straight
guys.
Men listeners,
right, straight guys,
we don't know what you look like. We don't know your real name. Give us a call if you like a finger or something else in your, just tell us the truth. But you know. We believe because wait, did you say?
Do I like things in my ass? No.
See, but we are seeing. We're looking at his face.
Have things
we
been
know
near my
is.
Ass?
You don't look at
yes.
Your face.
You know, yeah. Girls, they like to experiment. They like to do a little tickle. You know, it's interesting. It's
better.
Cool. It's catches you off guard when they kind of don't tell you. You're like, whoa, hold on, what
exactly,
are you doing here?
Exactly. Right.
You
know? You're like, whoa.
You have to talk about it before. You can't just like. Boom.
Exactly. Exactly. Same thing as if I turn the girl around, I just can't put it in her ass. You know, you got to talk about it.
The guy just automatically. All of a sudden, boom! Hits
a
it.
Big pee. Oh yeah, I have a friend who said that happened,
like,
and
what
she
was that?
She stopped, and I don't think she talked to him again.
See, what I mean, you can't just surprise that one.
Big penis in there. Hey, is it okay? Can I tell the listeners who your famous doppelganger looks like? What you kind of look like?
Oh, me.
Yeah,
from Indiana.
Okay, someone.
Who does she look like?
I don't know.
I thought she totally looked just because we have this dirty girl, Indiana Jones, who says she's into hairy asses.
Put her on the house.
She's our in-house person. Just to let you know, she looks like Molly Ringwald to me, like totally Molly Ringwald,
little
huh?
Molly?
Yeah. Okay, so just to give you now a different idea of, you know, people who have these kinky ideas, they're not all black-haired leather crazy ladies who like. Butt plugs.
I'm really old fashioned though. I'm like, got my person I love.
Yeah.
All that.
No, I know. I just wanted to say what you look like because, you know, now I just kind of opened the curtain.
And then, with you, Immaculate C, I think people would get surprised that you're more vanilla.
Why?
Just because of your personality and what you're.
Well, maybe I'm a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets. It's only this because you guys, if you guys didn't know what I look like, it would be different.
I guess. If people get shocked, though, I think, by you. They're like, what?
People think I'm all freaky?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Maybe.
Man, you're a freak.
What about you?
And then I tell you
stuff. Oh, yeah, you like nipple clamps, huh?
Nipple clamps? No.
Oh.
No. Where did that vibrators come from?
I don't mind a vibrator. Okay.
Yeah,
but then, I want to get a vibrator. I know that. But then at the same time, I really want to. Okay, when you guys are talking about the thing, I like guitars now and I want to get a pedal. So it's like $100 guitar pedal or $100 vibrator.
Get the pedal. Get the pedal.
Pedal.
Get the pedal and get your lover to buy you the vibrator.
They're not that good.
See, we got the sex obsessed chick who's saying get the vibrator, and then we got the musician saying get the guitar pedal.
I think one of those you could find on Craigslist for much cheaper.
I probably.
Ew, the pedal.
See, I could get guitar pedals for used, you know, and they're really worth like a lot more money. I can't get a used good. It's all like slightly used.
Who doesn't want to use vibrator?
Slightly used.
I actually have seen some used ones. I'm like, disgusting.
Ooh, really?
Yes.
On Craigslist?
Oh, no.
That would be funny because then you have to meet the person. So how come it didn't work out?
At a garage sale. She saw it at a garage sale.
No, it was like on eBay. It was like a Hello Kitty vibe. And her.
Oh, yeah, but they stopped making those.
The paint was worn off. I was like, aw, gross.
From the vaginal fluids?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, speaking of vaginal fluids, because going back to the love bite and them having this fisting event here, supposedly it was here in this room.
Was there
sporting
action going on in here?
We got a phone call. How do I answer it?
No.
Oh my God, I'm crazy.
It's my cell phone in the other room. It's Vanity.
I want to know if there was squirt in action. Did it get like shot over there?
But I'm wondering because we forgot to bring our black light. And we wondering because you semen you could see under black light, right?
Yep.
Can you see vaginal secretions under a black light? Because we were going to do a test here and to see if we could see that.
I'll let you know after this weekend.
Oh, okay. Wikipedia, hurry up. Get the answer. Google.
No.
That's the producer's job. Can you see vaginal secretions under a black light, producer?
I have no idea, but I'm going to look it up.
Okay, so he's going to get on it. So that way we can bring it again.
I'm into that. I'd like to know that too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're having sex all over the sheets, you're like, did it get all over the sheets? And like, get a black light on it. Like, oh, that's mine. Oh, but that's definitely hers. That's like, I don't know. Interesting.
You see.
Yeah, because it gets like the puddle and it gets all wet. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what is that? Is that asshole secretion or is that vaginal? What's going on there?
Asshole secretion. That would be brown. That's going to be his skin mark. Oh my God. Ay, chingo. Yeah. Okay, but that was enough of the love bite. What else happened this weekend? Is the slut walk. I think you were talking about, you know.
Yeah, I saw your photos. You.
What is this? So cute, huh?
Yeah, they look great. They look great. I didn't go to that. I wish I would have.
Yeah, as a photographer.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck. Because there was women
all photographers
walking around
like
in their
sluts. So, you know, it's like, hey,
going. So we're talking about Slut Walk LA. It just happened this past Sunday. And there was some business going on. It was supposed to be in Pershing Square. So I was like excited. Like, I'm going to play Pershing Square. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that would be a good event for me to perform at.
Yeah.
And then something happened, I guess, a few days before about whatever happened with Occupy LA and the cops, LAPD, didn't want to finalize the permits, of course. You know, 4 days before the event's supposed to happen. Yeah. Maybe they kind of do that on purpose. Like, yeah, we're going to let you have this protest. Oops, no, you're not. So then that way, maybe they try to do that like it's a sneaky thing the cops do.
Mm-hmm.
So then the event won't happen at all.
But, well, I think right now they're just on high alert just because all sorts of crazy shit's been going on here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so the LA cops are just...
Well, that's fine. Yeah. And I believe that. I'm not going to be all like...
Yeah, I know. I'm not defending cops. But I think it's kind of shitty that they wait that long to do that. But I think that's the reason why.
Yeah, that they're waiting long to say we're not going to let it happen.
Yeah, see kind of what things are being said about it. What if other people are planning on like, oh, let's occupy the slut fest, you know? Yeah. And so...
Yeah, because...
Or slut walks.
There's something always... No, it's a slut walk.
Same thing, you know.
Sluts
all around.
No, it's... You know what it's about, right?
No.
Okay, well,
it's not about sluts?
We're going to educate you what the slut walk is referring to. In Canada, I think about last year or the year before, there was a cop, some type of authority who was, you know, addressing women mm-hmm. because there was a lot of reports about, you know, women getting raped, and there was mm-hmm. the college women, and it sucks. It's a fact that happens. You know, they report it. And of course this authority figure says, well, there wouldn't be any rapes going on, or, you know, maybe you should stop dressing like sluts in order to avoid getting raped.
Oh.
So the slut walk is like on a small scale, you know, it came about because it's trying to like stop victim blaming, because here, you know, women are trying to go to the authorities to report this, but then here's the authorities saying, well, you shouldn't get raped. You shouldn't dress that way because you're going to get raped. So like, how is it going to make women, you know, want to be able to report it?
Yeah, no, it's not really helping out.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I at the slut walk on Sunday, I actually verbalized about a little bit what happened to me. It was, you know, I'm not the type that goes into detail what happened, right. But I mentioned the point where I didn't report it either. I blamed a lot of myself because, you know, I was drunk, or I shouldn't have been friends with this mm-hmm. person, you know, and this guy was a married guy, yeah. you know, and I didn't think in my head like, oh, well, married guys shouldn't be hanging out in the barracks, you know, trying to be with the single girls, you know, because mm-hmm. and he was with like other chicks that I had found out later. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I didn't want to report it either because he was the captain's driver and the captain was kind of a jerk, you know, of the company. So, you know, it was all that kind of things. I didn't want to go to authority. I didn't want to, you know, it was already a male environment. So it's kind of that thing where, you know, people aren't, how are they going to be able to report, you know, if people are already...
I feel that it's very easy for a woman to talk herself out of reporting it. And there's so many things going against you. Yeah. Society is just built against, you know, of that taboo mm-hmm. of rape, you know. And mm-hmm. but I mean, it's really unfair. You know, I think sex should be between consensual between
right,
people,
right, right.
you know. And when it's not, like, yeah, that's rape. Either yeah. way, I mean... Yeah, for me personally, I don't mind being raped by girls. It's okay.
See, but you see, that's the yeah, guy that's being the catch. Stupid. Yeah,
exactly.
Like yeah, that. But what about men not reporting if another man rapes them?
Oh, yeah, well, that's different.
Because then the men are thinking, oh my God, it's so taboo. I can't, you know, right. I shouldn't yeah. have got raped. I wasn't strong enough to fight the guy off
or something.
I think
there's definitely so much scrutiny toward the woman, you know, and it goes back to what were you doing? Were you in a bad place? Were you asking for it? See, it goes back to the
Did you know
thing.
The guy? Were you on a date? Yeah. Were you drunk?
Did you start saying yes and change your mind? It all goes back to the woman. The yeah. Pointing. Mm-hmm. And that's why so many of us just say, I'm not going to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really easy to be like, oh, well, she was doing this yeah. and she was saying that and yeah. she was, oh, I just assumed.
Mm-hmm. So, it's
so
kinda,
I went for it.
It's causing, you know, like mm-hmm. attention for this and, you know, bringing it up. So there's different slut walks that are, you know, on small levels and kind of big because there's different ones like in, Portland, mm-hmm. there's going to be one in August 25th, I believe, in Riverside, mm-hmm. LA, different places.
Different cities have them.
You know, and there's, you know, younger women, feminists, there might be some older women organizing the events. But this is what I want to say about the Slut Walk LA for this year. What had happened was, so the cops canceled it and they were like, fuck it, it was canceled. They said that on Wednesday. It was just like, what are we going to do? But what was cool was this girl who was 17. She was going to be in another band. She just decided, no, we're going to make it work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this girl who's like still a junior or she's going to be a senior in high school figured out how to get this shit still going. And I don't know, did a bunch of calls. It was going to be somewhere in Hollywood at these art galleries that changed. So even last minute, end up being next to Chick-fil-A on Highland Park. And I mean, off of Highland and Sunset. But the thing was, she was 17 and, you know, managed to get some other people pulled it off because the original organizers, I guess it was just kind of, they felt so shitty. Like, what the fuck? I don't know. I guess they backed out.
They just threw their hands up and just stopped.
Yeah. Like, I guess some of them, because I didn't see some of the people who originally organized it. I don't know what happened, but I was just like, this girl is 17 and managed to pull the shit. I know this girl. I want to have her on the show one time. She's sexy. She was in this band. I'm like, wow. It's like, you're 17. And it's still weird, but I'm really like proud of her to be able to pull that shit off. I wish I was that smart and like and like
at 17.
Thinking at that age. But I think that was a cool thing because I mean it wasn't as big as expected, but just the fact that these young people were able to pull that shit off, I was just like, that is a different point altogether that they managed. So that was my little proud moment in that.
That's cool.
Hey, so what happened with this caller? What happened?
No,
someone called?
No, it was a personal.
Oh, that was a personal call?
It was my cell phone.
Was it your lover?
It was delivered to me. Yes, it was.
Was it your...
It was Domino's.
It was the
order. They're delivering
it
the pizza.
It was the love.
Domino's pizza. Domino pizza. I'm gonna help you. Hey, if you we want to have the show about love. I'm gonna play a song. Oh yeah, to say I love you in Punjabi. If you're ever at a 7-Eleven or a
That's a blatant racist remark, right?
Oh yeah, but I say stupid shit for ratings.
No, it was great. It was great.
I say stupid shit
for radio. Anything's okay.
Okay, if you're at a Domino's Pizza, because that's where I learned it, and this is just in California. I don't know if you live in Ohio or Texas. If you know, if an Indian person,
they have Indians there too in 7-Elevens.
At 7-Eleven, and what's out the crusty donuts?
What,
you know, from the yellow people?
Oh, Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Yellow people. What, she's talking about Chinese people now.
No,
the Simpsons, right?
The Simpsons. What's that donut place that the Krusty's?
The Krusty's donut?
Krusty Clown? No, Krusty the Clown.
Do they have an Indian person? Well, anyway,
yeah, Abu.
Okay,
there
some
you go,
of them,
there you go, Abu.
They speak Punjabi, and oh my God, they'll fall in love with you if one, you say, Ki hale? That means, how are you? If you say, Metanu piyar kar de, huh? That means, I love you. Oh my God, you're going to get proposed. Dude's probably already married, but they'll love you because they'll say, how do you know my language? And so that means I love you. So I'm in love with my drummer, and I'm really happy their band Seasons is going to be playing the Troubadour on Saturday. I don't know. That sounds exciting. Mm-hmm. At the Troubadour.
Cool.
Right?
These kids are coming up. They rocked it.
Yeah, and it's going to be sponsored by KCRW. It's a $10 show. Like, that's big stuff around here.
Yeah, they're opening up for White Denim. That's pretty good.
White Denim?
I think so, yeah. That's who they're opening up for.
I hope they don't get their period. But I'm just going to play a little bit of this song because it's 4 minutes. But it's about my lover's the drummer. Okay.
Asking nicely, I'm not crazy, I'm just brave.
We had to cut that a little short because our show's only a freaking hour, but it's an awesome song, and it's one of the favorite crowd pleasers, and that was Seasons, and they're from Los Angeles. That's Sexy. Called Seasons Band Sexy. LA. You can look them up if you're in another country. They're awesome, and the drummer is sexy. There's a few other sexy guys in that band too. Anyways, right now we have sexy Puddles. Simon Cardoza, who was a paparazzi. He's a musician and a fucking great photographer. So he's gonna play us a song. I'm excited right about. Yeah, oh, I'm wow. excited about hearing him sing.
Oh, it's
and
on.
He's got his little Casio piano here.
It's a Korg, but yeah, Casio's cool.
Casio. So what is this song about? Or do you want
this to song is about infidelity.
Cool, because we yeah. I'm almost not
that's
cool.
Something you guys talk about.
Cool, because we all know about that.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah.
Yeah. I was with the bastard who cheated.
Yeah. Boom. Everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a song about a guy who is thinking about playing that. He's having a conversation in his own head about what the girl he's cheating with, her boyfriend thinks, and what his girlfriend thinks, and he feels like they suspect what's going on, but everybody's too afraid to say it. So that's what the song's called. It's called "He Already Knows." Hmm. So yeah, here it is. Short, sweet one for you guys.
He knows.
They always know. They always know. Gotta watch out.
Does that song have another band? Like, do you play that with the band?
Yeah, I play that with the band. I have a band. Mm-hmm. We're called Cardoza. You can find us at facebook.com/Cardoza the band. And
he named his band after his last name.
You know, I'll tell you why I do that.
Because it's a funny name.
Yes, I like people laughing at my last name.
I'm just kidding.
You know, band names are some of the hardest things to do. To find an original band name is really probably one of the toughest things in music. Even your lover's band, The Seasons. You can Google them and you will find The Seasons in Australia. There was another Seasons in Montebello a few years back. And now there's This Seasons. It's like to say like, true. All right, cool, we're going to be called the Titty Twisters. All right, well, you know, you
there's
Google that.
There's already a Titty Twister.
Yeah, there's already a Titty Twister band somewhere out there. You know, and so it's like the band name is just so hard. Even like a band name like Nirvana. All right. Nirvana got into a lawsuit with some 60s band named Nirvana, you know, because the 60s band had the band name first. Mm-hmm. So it's like after 50 years of rock and roll, it's pretty hard to come up with an original band name. So that's why I went with my last name. But I, just the other day, I found out that back in 2000 to 2003, there was another band in Massachusetts called Cardozo. They're not together anymore. But see, I mean, that's the thing. I have like this last name that's hard to find. I'm like, nobody would have it. And then what do I find? Another fucking band that had it. So,
yeah, we were thinking of being called Johnson.
Of course, yeah.
Johnson, like, just kidding.
So that's why I went with it, just because like I don't want to be like, the Laughing Dandelilies, and then be like, God, I hate that fucking name 5 years from now, you know?
Stuck with
forever.
Yeah.
The Dandelilies.
I mean, I don't know. It's like now people love to do like the calm trues. Like you pick a famous person's name and then you switch the letters around, and it's kind of ridiculous.
Oh, like what's an example?
Like calm trues. Like it's Tom Cruise. But they switch the C and the T, so it's calm trues.
Oh, that's because everybody's into fame nowadays.
Yeah.
Cheating people.
Cheating people.
Was this your last? Can we talk about your last relationship? Are you friends with her?
No, we actually.
She
don't,
has no idea you're on this thing.
Well, we're still Facebook friends, but it's okay. I can talk about it.
She has no idea.
It's fine.
Okay, so I vaguely, he had a girlfriend. She was cute. She was tall.
She was adorable.
She seemed European.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a tendency to date women from Eastern European descent.
It's because he's a photographer.
I'm really into Asians. Asians is like
this
my
guy's a
real
photographer,
thing.
So he takes pictures. That's his line. You're very good looking. Let me take your. I got that line before.
Let me
before.
Take your picture. Take off your clothes.
I got
I'm
the
doing
line
that.
Before. I'm a photographer. We should do a photo shoot. So this one, she was European, and
she was European. And actually,
we saw her here and there. What happened? But you had to break it down in a minute. Tell us your love's life and troubles.
Basically, we actually met. She was a model and she needs some photos.
She was tall.
Yeah, and so I took her photos, and you know, that one of the benefits of being a photographer is you get to hang out with beautiful women. Mm-hmm. And
you made love to the camera.
They like to make love. They do.
To the camera. Just kidding.
But you know, she was a great woman. Magnificent, but in the end, it just didn't work out. You know, just as time goes by, you know, you get to know somebody more, and you just realize that you know, there's qualities about somebody that just don't fit the qualities that you're looking for,
right?
You know, and so, you know, I'd like to think it was kind of mutual.
But I thought she broke up with you because it was like last time I saw her, she was kind of a little attitude because Simon here likes Los Angeles bands.
Okay.
And we would see her once in a while, and she seemed like a girlfriend that was there. She wasn't into music. She wasn't into the scene.
She was supportive.
So it was, no, she didn't seem like she was just there with him.
Okay.
You know, so for
she
you,
didn't
she
like
didn't
me
seem,
leaving. I liked to travel a lot.
Right. He
basically,
went on tour.
This is
he went
what
on tour
happened.
For a week with Seasons. And
okay.
I'll give you, I'll give you guys a little insight. Basically what happened, I went on tour with a band. She doesn't like me leaving. She likes me to be right by her side all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very independent person. You know, I need, you know, everybody, I feel everybody needs a little, you know,
space
their space,
on their own.
You know,
right.
A little space, which is fine. She gave me space, but she didn't like giving me as much space as I would like.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on tour with a band, Seasons, to Texas. And while I was out there, she broke up with me on Facebook.
Gave you a lot of space.
That's why we're talking about this.
And I didn't even know about it. Other people knew about it before I did. And so when I came back, I kind of evaluated the situation and realized, you know, that's not the type of person I really need in my life who's going to do something like that.
Break up on Facebook, right?
Yeah. But You know, but it was all right. You know, there's other factors involved that I don't need to get into here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it just kind of wakes you up and just kind of realize, like, is this the type of person I want to be with? You know, and most likely there was things about me that she didn't like mm-hmm. that she realized that she didn't want to be with me either. So.
And by you being away, she was able to say, okay, this is it. And
yeah.
to do that action to say, we're broken up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether it was in her head, maybe temporary, like she changed her mind 10 right. minutes later, but it was too late. It was posted.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, still friends. I mean, she broke up with me and unfriended me on Facebook, but we still are friends on Facebook.
Did you talk right afterwards? It happened, did you like call her? Yo, what happened? What the fuck?
Did we talk that day, but I didn't want to talk to her. I was too worried about doing stuff while on tour. I was there for business. And so I was worried about my business. So I did that. And when I got back to LA, I dealt with it. And by then she had kind of realized her fault. And she wanted to get back together. And we did kind of get back together for a while. But
sex.
Friends with exes does not work. I don't think that works.
That when you got back together for a little bit.
We didn't officially break up till another
2 months later. All right. But during those 2 months, there was...
inches.
There was moments we were together and there was times when we were apart. And, you know, just realized that it's just not...
You were together for like a year.
We were together for 9 months. So.
You know, because you didn't make it that year.
You're
expert on this, Cosmopolitan over here.
What?
You know all the Cosmopolitan. Isn't it like 1 year?
I have no clue what you're talking about, but go ahead.
Oh, stages of a relationship. Uh-huh. You know, 3 months, you know, when you start.
I think the one year is like the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, all
like
before.
And happy and everything's perfect.
But if you make it past that 1 year.
Then that's the real phase.
Yeah,
you can make
that's
it to
what
two-year
I
marker,
feel as well.
Yeah, if you can make it to 2 year where all the shit happens and it's not so pretty anymore, you...
Or just the everyday, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Then it's real. Yeah. If you make it to your
after,
marker.
I think after 2 years.
Yeah. There's growth after 2 years.
I think it takes after two years because I was still in La La Land. I still feel like I'm in La La Land and it's been over 3 years and I'm like, fuck, am I still in this honeymoon phase? You know, because I get a little nervous. Like, is it supposed to get like, you know, but I do have moments of feeling like, But I had read some, okay, I'm being Miss Cosmopolitan.
Yeah,
I know, I read it where it's 1 year's marker when maybe, you know, although I met parents before that, but I think with Eric, him meeting my mom and stuff, it was probably closer to a year. Mm-hmm. But when you start meeting family and parents and start mm-hmm. doing all that kind of stuff, you know, at least by this year, and then you start dealing with family drama or what other issues. But like he's gonna, you know, my mom has to go to the doctor at the end of the month and I really can't go. So he's down to take her, you know, so he's, you know, going to take time. So stuff like that. And it's been over 3 years. And
I kind of jumped the gun with the family thing. A lot of my relationships, I never introduced them to my family.
Because they're going to be like, you're married.
Well, yeah, you know how family is. Like when you introduce them to family, it's like, oh, he's introducing us to somebody, you know? And so I would never bring them around. My family doesn't live in the same town as mm-hmm. I did. So, you know, if I did bring somebody around, it was kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I never brought anybody around. And so they're like, do you ever date anybody? I'm like, yes, I just don't bring them around. But I got into the habit of finally bringing them around like towards the end of a relationship. I was like, well, this person's been in my life for a while. So I kind of want to know, I'll let you in on what's going on. So here, I'll introduce you to them. And then I break up with them. So this last one, I was like, we're going to introduce you early. And so that's what I did. And so now still it's kind of backfired in a way. They're like, oh,
where is she?
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, great. Now, because then, you know, like perfect example is this. It doesn't work out.
I think it's because you're dating models. Straight up, from a big booty girl.
I'd like to say I have. Hey, everybody has their own standards. I feel that I have mine. I like a certain type of woman and
certain type look of a woman, right?
That's what you're single. You're talking a bunch of women right now. A bunch, meaning me and my opinions.
You know, I feel that if you know, you move to LA and you are going to be in the entertainment industry and you want to be seen, or you're going to be in that development of people being seen, you're kind of holding yourself to a little higher standard. But then take a look at
all
the.
But you're talking about looks.
But take a look at all the industry relationships. Nothing lasts. Well, they're following that standard too.
This is true. Some do, and I'm not saying that I'm out there finding
Kurt Russell
quality.
Okay, Goldie Hawn.
I'm not saying I'm out there finding quality.
Everybody's like, it's because they're not married. They're not legally married.
You know, I kind of look at. I always tell people. I give them this analogy about dating in LA. Imagine that there's like 10 types of people in the world. All right. LA, so many people come to LA, but it's only like certain types. So only like three types of those 10 come to LA. So this town gets influx with those three types. Yeah, they got the locals
okay,
who are the regulars.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what the three types. I'm just trying to basically say.
Indiana's one of them types.
Are you one of them types? Did you come to LA?
For what?
I don't know. Did you just come here?
Did you smoke again?
Okay, so you're a transplant. You moved here.
I am.
Okay, and why did you come to LA?
I got in a car accident. I got $6,000.
Oh, wrong person to ask.
I was like, where am I going to go? Somewhere where it's warm and the weed flows like a chocolate fountain.
Okay.
And I play the drums.
So there's four types.
Okay, cool.
Take it back, Simon.
Musician
right,
and
now
pot.
She's proven there's four types, right?
Musician and marijuana.
But the three most popular types.
Going to be famous.
Yeah. The most three popular types that come to LA are
people. Actor, model, musician,
yeah,
and.
Yeah, people who are out there for individual purposes for their own self. Mm-hmm. And so you're out there like shifting through, going to bars and trying to find. You know, you might be a real match with match number 8, but this town is totally populated with match 3, 4, 5.
You got to hook up with a musician who's Mexican girl. Okay,
you know what my ideal, I'll tell you what my ideal woman is.
Okay.
A redheaded Asian drummer. Oh, so fucking sexy. Awesome. And I know one. And she just like, just whatever. She just blows me off.
Oh, the drummer from Spider Problem?
Yeah, she's so hot.
She's so cute.
She just
but
doesn't give
red,
me a time of day.
She made
just
her
like,
red?
Yeah, whatever. And I'm like, huh?
She just made her hair red.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
Why,
obviously. I mean,
that's why you're saying the only girl.
I've never met a true redhead Asian.
Like, blue eyed.
Yeah.
Oh, but, she's red hair.
But yeah, no, yeah, people dye their hair. And so, but I just think that's incredibly sexy, you know? And so, but you know, I mean, but that's not the only thing I find sexy, you know? I'm an equal opportunist. I would actually say that the two women who have had the most effect on my life here in Los Angeles have been two Mexican women. And I rarely date Mexican
women.
Thank
you.
They're right here in the room.
Right there,
Steve,
ladies.
There.
Number one, number two. Bam. And then I got the female drummer. This is my spot, right?
We got 5 minutes on the show. I forgot to remind you that this is Sexy Time Talk on Skid Row Studios, 800-893-9562. We hope you become a dedicated listener on Wednesday nights, 9 to 10.
One more hour later.
Yeah, Pacific time, like Los Angeles area. Give us a call one day, maybe soon. We got Cardoza in the house. Do you have a minute song?
I can make a minute song.
Yeah. A preview? Okay,
a preview,
he's going to do a minute song.
Diddy, go.
This is sexy time. And we're talking about sex. And it's time.
You're just being silly.
To talk about sex.
Okay, so now it's Cochina time.
Tell me what you're feeling when I touch you, fisting in the butthole. It's kind of summarize everything we talked about earlier.
This guy's quivering when he's singing.
I've seen too many Prince videos. What can I say?
So we got our last few minutes to talk about something dirty. I have something gross to tell.
Tell.
It's based on a true story.
Okay.
But it's not directly from me. It's from a person,
friend
a person,
friend
a person.
A friend.
Yeah.
Of course.
So it's a friend of a friend of a friend. Okay. Okay. So
it's
dude.
Power.
No, I really don't know the person. It's a story, but it's one of those stories that put me in shock. Mm-hmm. So dude is trying to insist on booking an appointment for his female friend. He's like, she needs to come in. Well, we need to speak to her. No, she really needs to come in. She needs to book an appointment. There's something not going right, like an infection. Mm-hmm. Really, I guess he kept calling and really wanted to book this appointment. They insisted they needed to speak to her. What's going on? So finally she called and she was like, she didn't know what's going on. It was some odor. It was something weird, you know?
Yeah.
And So I guess she came in, but then it was, I guess he told, or she finally told. No, he finally told before, you know, them speaking to her. So the story is they were really wasted together, and then he got mad at her, probably because she didn't want to give it up or whatever. And they were really wasted. So he thought it would be funny to stick a cherry and a lime in her vagina. Dun, dun, dun. And I thought the producer had a comment.
I know.
But isn't that like, oh, it's too much citrus and I...
Push.
Did the cherry have a stem? But he was like, oh, I can just pull it out really like a tampon.
Yeah, so she was passed down. And he did that. And you know, so she didn't know. No. And some days went later. And she knew something was going wrong because it smelled. And she didn't know there was a cherry and a lime in her vagina for a few days. And she finally went in.
Happens with vegetables and stuff.
But that you don't know about it?
No accidents gone awry.
Yeah, but this was, you know, he put it in and he wanted to tell her and he wanted to book an appointment for her. So then, you know, I guess they, you know, asked, you know, about it. And probably, you know, do you want to report it? And she was just like, no, we're not, you know, he's stupid. We're not dating each other anymore. You know, that was like just her thing. But man, they must have been wasted on some tequila. Margaritas and
that's
tequila.
What you were wasted on,
Jose
huh?
Cuervo. Will fuck you up.
That was
huh?
drink toppings, right?
I mean, who has cherries and
well, I mean, the cherry, I'll be like, yeah, you put cherry and you can pull it out. But the lime,
no,
like,
but you can't really pull it out if you already took the stem off.
Well, that's the thing. Hopefully, the stem
you put
is
it
fine.
In the stem is not a tampon.
Yeah, you pull it out like that. It's all right, baby. It's just a cherry. Just pull it out like a tampon.
Later, huh?
Yeah.
No, but a lime. I could think of lime in there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess so if acidic, you could fit a fist like, in, I guess you could fit that in, huh?
Wait, not just a slight, like a literally?
Probably a slice of a lime, not a whole lime.
Come on, which one was it? Was it?
Slice. Why would he put a maraschino cherry
but I know
and
you
a
know
whole
the truth,
lime?
Mitchell.
Of course it was a slice of a lime.
Because like a whole lime, I'm sure she would have woke up. I don't care how drunk you are. I'd be like, so you got to wake up from that.
So, I'm in love. Oh, but I wanted to talk about my nightmare. Okay, so this was my nightmare, okay? So I had this crazy nightmare that, like, it was kind of a gay guy was going to propose to me, and I started crying like crazy, and I was like, but I want to marry my lover. I want to marry him. And I told him, and then he was kind of jealous. Like, who was this person? But I think he loves me. So I was like, so you better remember what my nightmare was.
Okay,
listen to us later. Or on iTunes, Sexy Time Talk on Skid Row Studios.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Cardoza.
Thank you.
Aaron, how long have you been running?
Listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into The Call Sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
Everything they tell you about pot is a lie. Tell you pot smoking makes you unmotivated, a lie. When you're high, you can do everything you normally do just as well. You just realize it's not worth